in the UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long-time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Monday, which means it's time for you to pay attention to Vern. And don't forget, Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the new original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Hey, speaking of Paramount, Vern, how about that weekend for Salvador Perez, man? Give it up for Big Sal, right? 1,300.
Yeah, like, unbelievable.
I know the playoffs are in the rearview mirror, and it seems bleak, but man, what a weekend for Salvador Perez, the second greatest Royal in franchise history.
Well, the second greatest career in Royals franchise history. I think if you're judging it on talent, George Brett is the second greatest Royals player in franchise history, second only to Bobby Witt Jr. But tons of bouquets towards Salvador Perez, now 301 home runs, 1,005 RBIs. He's only 24 home runs away from sitting alone with the fifth most in baseball history. 24 away from it, the top five being Piazza, Bench, Berra, Salvador Perez also in that top five. I mean, it's all Hall of Famers once you get up there. Once you get north of 324 home runs, it's the greatest catchers of all time, and Salvy's going to be rubbing elbows with them, certainly by this time next season.
So let me ask you this, Vern. Will they pick up the option today, tomorrow, the next day? Will we get that done before the end of the season to ensure that, like, next year will be his final in Kansas City and he can go out kind of as a lifetime Royal?
I wouldn't think so. No, just in case he breaks his leg in seven pieces, you could decline that team option.
Fair point.
I think you take it until the off season, and I also don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that you tear up the $13.5 million team option and you rework, spread that money out, give them a little extra, throw in some incentives, maybe expand that out to 2 years with an incentive option for a third. Right, you traded away Freddie Fermin. You're right. Excited about Carter Jensen. Salvy's not going anywhere other than maybe DHing more in the future.
Well, and that's kind of where my point is now, too, like, because I'm all over the place, with this team as we approach the end of the season. With the way that Carter Jensen has kind of come up to the big league level, they obviously think he's a very big part of the future. you've got a lot of options now from a trade standpoint. Blake Mitchell obviously is a trade candidate right now because of where Carter Jensen is ahead of him on the depth chart potentially. You got pitchers you can trade out there right now. Noah Cameron may be able to bring you a lot back in return. Like, the Royals are going into this offseason, Vern, with a lot of great opportunity at their feet to go out there and improve this team with a couple of moves.
Yeah, most notably, like you mentioned, Noah Cameron and the rest of these starting pitchers, which is why down the stretch, to me, it's so important that they all look good and look healthy. Burkert, Kolek, you mentioned Cameron, but even Waka, Reagans, and Lugo, who we're likely to see in this upcoming series against the Mariners starting tomorrow night, those guys as well. You know, the question I was asking all offseason, and I'll pose it to you guys, is, you know, how quick do you hang up if someone calls about Cole Reagans? How quick do you hang up if someone calls about Noah Cameron? I mean, all of them. I think you have to listen to any of these starting pitchers, even the one you like the most. I think you need to listen because yep. The one that appears the easiest to trade as far as his contract, it's an expiring contract after 2026, is Chris Bubich. But Bubich is the one of the 6-7 starters that we're talking about that other general managers will not get the chance to see that he's healthy and he's still at his all-star form. Waka, Reagans, and Lugo can do that. Kolek, Burkert, and Cameron, you just want them to finish strong so other general managers can dream on them. Because for as much as people want this offense to improve, and for as much as this offense needs to improve, to me, trade is once again the most likely avenue to improve the offense. Because, you know, Bobby's going to see his salary more than double next season. You mentioned Salvi's still going to be making 13-plus million dollars. Vinny and Michael are going to get a huge bump via arbitration. Jonathan India is going to get a bump. He's already making $7 million, but he's going to get a bump because of arbitration. These are guys that I don't think you're going to wiggle out of or move this offseason, especially a guy like Jonathan India, whose stock is pretty darn low right now. Jack Caglione really is the guy. You know, we talk about how this offense needs to improve, and maybe it's via a trade. The most obvious option for improvement is Cags and Carter Jensen. But sure, if you want to bring someone into a platoon with India at second base, to platoon with Michael Massey possibly in left field, to platoon with Kyle Isbell in center field, go for it. If you can flip a Ryan Burkert to Stephen Kolek and bring in that missing bat, I think most of Royals fans listening would be all for it. Now, I did find something interesting this weekend. Former Cy Young Award winner Jake Peavy was second-guessing the Royals' decision to trade away Freddie Fermin for what he called are, you know, quality pitchers in Burkert and Kolek, but guys that are only on a championship team going to fill the number four, number five spot in the rotation.
Well, that's what
I really
we
haven't
needed.
Heard anybody question that. Peavy being the first.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of what we needed, though, Vern? I mean, we got injuries. Everybody on the DL has been, or everybody in the rotation has been on the DL this year. And I asked Q on Wednesday, I said, who gets the credit for all this, man? Hoping he would say himself, but he didn't. But I mean, like, we're a 500 ball club. Every team's been on the DL, or every starting pitcher's been on the DL this year. And they're still in this thing, and still were in this thing, you know, game back this time last week. They've done a masterful job of holding this together. But that Freddie Fermin's a backup catcher, man. Like, I understand Peavy and some of these other people appreciating the backup catcher. The Royals needed to move forward as an organization, not only for the rest of this year, but now, as you keep mentioning, they've got more trade pieces this offseason. Like, they've got the gifts, man. Come kiss the ring of JJ if you want pieces, because we got them.
Yeah, I'm with you. To me, Freddie is a backup catcher here. You know, I don't think he is in San Diego, and I don't think he will be elsewhere. But in Kansas City, unless you don't believe in Carter Jensen or you're done with Salvi, then you should have hung on to Freddie Fermin. But shoot, I don't think that JJ went into the deadline trying to move Freddie Fermin. I think that conversation with the Padres got to a place where, man, that offer was so good. You couldn't refuse it. Two starting pitchers that have balled for the most part since coming to Kansas City. You get those guys for a guy that you view, at least in your system, is only a backup catcher. I'm with you. Had to make that move if you wanted to avoid losing 90-some-odd games. Because at the trade deadline, you know, Lugo was banged up. Reagans and Bubic were both banged up. Lorenzen was banged up. You didn't have a starting rotation. John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo made sure that, you know, here we are, a dozen games to go, and the Royals haven't been mathematically eliminated. And even if you scoff at that, I mean, you guys are still having me on. You guys are still talking mm-hmm. Royals baseball. And mm-hmm. I think a few years ago, that would not have been the case.
Vern, I want to ask you before we let you go, if you vote at the end of the year, Royals Player of the Year, Vinny, Michael, Bobby, Noah Cameron, Salvador Perez, who gets the vote?
I mean, Bobby's been the best player, but I'm giving it to Michael. You know, Bobby's been the best player just statistically, but as someone that has watched every single pitch of every single game, Michael's been the player of the game more than Bobby has this season. So Michael wins your Player of the Year. And then Michael Wacha, to me, is the pitcher of the year for the Royals this season. He's been, a top 20 pitcher in Major League Baseball for almost the entire season.
Nice.
Noah Cameron's been key. Chris Bubic probably would have won that award if he was able to stay healthy. But speaking of staying healthy, Waka's basically done that outside of whatever the hell happened off the field last week.
Well, Vern, we appreciate the time as always. And if I get a vote like I do every year at 96.5 The Fan, formerly 610, you're always the man of the year for my vote for Spades. But you know me, I'm biased towards you. You know.
What a guy. You're a dog, Dusty. I appreciate it, buddy.
D-A-W-G, baby. All right, we'll talk to you next Monday, Vern.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Josh Verner, our Rose Insider there.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
96.5 The Fan, Royals in action tomorrow night in that Seattle series. 6 games out of the wild card. I don't know. At least you got Carter Jensen and Caglione to look at. The future is bright because Carter Jensen did win the George Brett Award for the minor league hitter of the year.
I saw they still have a Frank White Award for Fielder of the Year. Can we get rid of that, too?
We can recall it because that's...
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust, the stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One, we live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.